You're stuck in the routine of work Monday through Friday, Friday night, club with the girls, Saturday, brunch, Saturday night, party, Sunday, brunch, and then Sunday evening, you're wondering, what did I do this weekend? Today, I'll be sharing, check your circle, it's time for an audit. I had to realize my circle was not getting me anywhere. Once, by God's grace, I went to physician associate school. That was when I realized the circle that I was in needed to go away. When I was in school, I was so busy with studying and tests, I didn't have time for these friends. And then once I graduated, they were nowhere to be found. I didn't reach back. You're done. I'm done. Cool. I still had a couple of friends who stuck around, but then by the time I finished school, my mind was in another level in a sense of my new career and what I wanted to do with everything that I know. But I had friends who were still about clubbing and still just being mundane. But I wanted to do more. I wanted to travel. I wanted to invest. But it was hard to have those conversations with them when they looked at me side-eye like, why you want to do that? Weird enough, a year after I graduated from physician associate school, God moved me to Georgia. At first, I was not happy because Brooklyn, New York City is all I know. Respectfully, I thought, what in the world is in Atlanta, Georgia? There's nothing for me here. It was hard for me to even meet cool people, and eventually I did. But even with that, I didn't know how to choose friends at all. It was more of, oh, cool, you're from New York? Okay, let's hang out. Oh, cool, you're from the Caribbean? Okay, let's hang out. Realizing years later, we really didn't have that much in common besides the surface stuff, but not the deep stuff.
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
I had to do my own audit after a life experience, which I shared in my book I wrote, Disempowered of Disappointment, and the link is in the bio. And during that time, I realized, okay, I thought the friends I had were good friends and they had good character, and I realized they did not. And here are 5 things for you to do during your audit of your circle, and to make sure you do this audit frequently because you are evolving. The person you are in your 30s is not the same person you were in your 20s. The person you are in your 20s is not the same person you were in your high school days. By God's grace, I have a few friends who we've both evolved throughout the years. Hence why I still have a couple of great friendships over 20 years in the making, because we both have evolved and we're growing and our conversations grow as well. It's not the whole, oh, you remember college? You remember all these experiences? Like, there's more to life than going down old memory lane, which is a beautiful thing to do with your friends, but there's a present and future that is awaiting you with that new character, with that new mindset. The first criteria to look for when you're doing your audit is, are your friends supportive? Do they have your back? Do they, at good times and bad times, or are they just there for the good times and then the bad times, you just like, where are my friends? And so make sure you have supportive friends. Number two, make sure there's no drama, no toxicity. The conversation is not, oh, did you see what happened, Real Housewives? Did you hear all this drama and talk about other people and gossip and complain about work, complain about their man, complain about the kids, complain about the boss, the coworkers, they're complaining. You don't want that type of friendship because then that energy runs off on you. Then you find yourself complaining and you're wondering, why am I complaining? This is nothing to complain about. And it's important that you watch the energy of the people that you're with who are drama and toxic. I know for me, I had friends like that God respectfully had them exit. My life has been better because now I have conversations that are uplifting and encouraging. And I encourage them, they encourage me. And when they go through something, I'm able to uplift them and vice versa. The next criteria is to make sure that you have a friend that you could share constructive criticism or feedback with. As I mentioned before, wrote a book, and this one friend who I'm still friends with now, I had to share feedback with her of how I felt about something. For me, the last time I did that with someone I knew, it broke our friendship. And so for me, it was important that I stay true to myself and to be transparent and say in a tactful way, hey, this happened. I didn't like how you responded. What are your thoughts? And it is important that you could have that type of heart-to-heart with your friend, because if you just keep everything surface and make sure everyone is tippy-toeing, everyone's on eggshells, that's not a friendship. You're people-pleasing, and you might as well just let go of that friendship. Matter of fact, that's not even a friendship. I don't know what the term is, but it's not a friendship. It is important that you are able to share your feedback with somebody and set those healthy boundaries to know, hey, if this is on my heart, I would like this to be shared. If it can be received in a heart-to-heart way, then maybe this friendship is not what I thought. And then leading to the next thing, knowing how to say no, set boundaries, as I mentioned earlier. When I moved to Georgia, I was called the yes girl. I even had someone tell me, oh, I call you about doing things because you always say yes. When she said that, I was like, oh, mental note. And I believe months later, that's when I discovered the book Boundaries, and that changed my life. I started to say no. And first I said no because I just wanted to say no to see what their responses were. I legit had nothing to do, but I just wanted to test it out. And it's amazing when you say no to people, how they react. Some people are like, okay, cool, I'll check you next time. Other people, they get mad. Why? What are you doing? I don't need to explain to you what I'm doing. The answer is no. And so it is important to know that no is okay. No is a complete sentence. No does not need an explanation. And if you're able to have that type of friendship with somebody where you say no and there's no anger attached to it, there's no, oh, mental note, you said no to me today, next time you say something to me, I'm gonna say no back. Petty, that's not your friend. Let them go. And it's important, as I said, to say no, be okay with it, and make sure it's received well with your friends. And if it's not, they got audited. Exit. And then also, it's important that you're both growing individually and collectively. As I mentioned earlier, if you're having the same conversations over and over again about Real Housewives versus, oh, you saw that house they have? I would like to go into interior designing. Oh, have you ever thought about real estate investment? I think that would be a cool thing for us to look that up. Like, change the conversation. It does not have to be about nonsense, where they're growing clearly and you are not. And it's important that you read books, even maybe have a book club with your friends, something to elevate your thoughts. Because when you elevate your thoughts, you elevate your life. Check your circle, see what needs to be audited. See from the criteria I just mentioned need to be either discuss with yourself or discuss with your friends to see who needs to respectfully bow down and bow out, or someone that you could be like, okay, I see that our friendship can go to the next level. Let's have this discussion and see where it goes. Friendships are needed in life. Don't just kill everybody and say, I need no friends. Friendships are good. In the same token, while you are evolving, it's important to make sure your friends are as well, so then you could evolve together and be a better circle. Remember, you're an eagle. The only way for you to continue elevating is when you surround yourself with other eagles. Let go of the pigeons and the ducks and the chickens. That because they have wings, don't mean they can elevate the same way you can. Stay resilient.